addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball. Of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
This is another episode of Pickleball with Donna and Kitty. You guys have some guests today.
Yes, we do. We were always talking about Kathy and Julie. Well, we have them here front and center today.
Can't wait to get started. Looking forward to it.
So, what's on the agenda today, Donna? Should we talk about what we played today?
We're all good and sweaty right now, yeah. Just from playing.
We're happy we're on radio.
And we're kind of on the in the zone right now, you know. We played several games, actually, in the heat, and then we ate. So it's like, time for a nap. So we'll have to, like, psych each other up here. How'd you play today? Anyone?
Well, my first game was a little rough. I think I played the second game, I think we won. Or Julie. I played with Julie a lot today.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun today.
Yeah, you were hitting them hard today, Dee Dee.
I was trying to wake you up. You weren't even smiling for the first hour.
Kitty, you played good today. We played our first two games together.
Yeah, thanks.
We did well both games.
Yeah, we did.
Got some good shots, some bad shots, some funny shots. Kind of the usual.
I felt like I had a lot of unforced errors today. But, you know, par for the course.
Don and I mixed it up with these two men we never played with today, and that was lots of fun.
Yeah, was
they,
it? Good.
They were hard
they
slammers,
were good
but
players.
They were good players, and they kept us on our toes.
Oh, good. I love that when they challenge you.
Oh, yeah.
It was a tight game, too.
It was very close, 8-11, so it was fun.
Good. And Renee and Mike were back. That was good to see.
She's always fun.
Yeah, she's fun to play with. And Jim had a birthday.
Jim is 85.
He's 85. His birthday's on the 1st of January. He's a New Year's baby, and he's going to be 85.
Wow.
He's an amazing
man. I mean,
he
looks 70.
I know.
He does, yeah.
I know.
And
he's got such a,
moves good for 85.
He does. And he's got such a dry sense of humor. Yeah. I just love listening to him talk. He always has a good story to tell.
Yeah, he's a good guy. See, there's a lot of people like that are just like characters over there, you know, like Johnny. He stays there all day, by the way.
Oh, he does?
I asked him, do you stay here all day? Pretty much.
Does he live in his van?
I don't know. I didn't want to go there.
Okay.
Go there, but
maybe someday you can go there.
Yeah, I said, well...
not literally, Kitty.
Well, you know, he broke his... Thanks, Dee Dee.
Well, you know... I don't think she wants to go that far.
Well, you know, you guys, he broke his back.
Oh, is that what happened?
He's had a lot of injuries. And, you know, when I first met him, I just didn't see him real close up or didn't talk to him. I thought he was older. But, you know, he's not that old. And I said to him, what do you do here all day? You know, hanging out at the Plex all day. He said he does yoga. He eats his lunch. He had a can of soup there the other day. He said, how long do you think it'll take for this to heat up in the sun? That's when I asked him, how long you plan to be here?
Wow.
He's a good guy.
He
you know,
is.
There's a lot of eccentric characters over there, but I kind of like people like that.
And he's fun and nice to play with, too.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he's got a good attitude about it and doesn't really care how good you are or how bad you are.
True.
He just likes to play and likes to chit-chat with people.
Yeah. He's a gentle soul, I think.
Yeah. But that's good. I mean, it's fun to play with all different types of personalities and varieties of people. And, you know, it's interesting. That's what makes it such a social, fun game.
It is. That, yeah. I agree. And, you know, now that it's season, we see people coming back. We see people coming from Cape Coral, from Fort Myers, from the West Villages. Venice's, West Villages, just to play at our courts because word's getting around how great they are.
Yeah, they are nice. Hopefully they'll be able to build more soon because it's going to be a very crowded season.
Send your donations to pickleplex.org.
Yeah.
Contact them.
Good plug.
Yeah, thanks. And, you know, John walks at Gilcrest a lot. He said yesterday Gilcrest was packed.
Really?
So, you know, it's not just Pickleplex. There's a lot of people in Funagorda that want to play.
We need more courts.
Right. right.
Yeah, we do need more courts.
Well, South Regional has all the leagues, so it's hard to get in there unless you wait till later in the day.
Now, I saw somebody on the pickleball forum on Facebook saying that there's four new courts open in Northport. But they are indoor courts.
Yeah, I read something, too. I thought they were indoor courts.
Yeah, they are. And I prefer to play outdoors.
Especially
I'm not a big fan
now.
Of indoors. No.
I like indoors in the summer, but I don't like going back and forth, if I can help it.
They're two different games. They really are. And I've noticed that when you play indoors, a lot of those people are former tennis players, and they don't do much dinking.
I've only played indoors once, and there was not a lot of dinking.
No.
And I asked someone about the game. I said, now my first time playing indoors, I said, I haven't seen anybody dinking. She says, oh, well, when you play inside, it's a different game. You don't dink at all.
No.
Geez.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Beginner's league.
But then,
Yeah, it's just a different vibe. It really is.
I actually, last week, it got really crowded. I think it was last Friday. Someone invited their friends from Cape Coral, and there were about 26 people that came.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were all indoor players. And so they didn't know the rules or anything.
So they came to Pickleplex?
Yeah, they came to Pickleplex. And they weren't very good.
They didn't know the rules or anything?
No, and they were smashing the ball, no dinking, and some of them couldn't serve. And it was just, they're like, oh, we're not used to playing outside, but
well.
Well, everybody's welcome, too. That's what's great about the sport. You know,
everybody's
got to start someplace and just hopefully get better.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. You have to practice.
So who's playing in the tournament this coming weekend? Saturday night, right?
Oh, in the fundraiser.
Yeah.
I am.
You guys going to do it?
No.
Nope.
I'm not a Saturday night pickleball player.
Well, it's funny because
you're a Monday through Friday morning pickleball player.
Because Kathy was playing this weekend, and she called, and she goes, you playing? I go, I never play on the weekends, usually.
Yeah, I do. Kathy and I do. I play.
Every morning. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be fishing, or is it going to play pickleball?
Yeah. Okay.
It's got to be one of the two.
Right.
No, unless it's raining.
Yeah. No, I like the weekends. I've played Saturday, and I think I played one Sunday. But
I want to know why you won't play in the evening. Is it because you have to go to happy hour, Julie?
Well, that could be one of the reasons.
That could happen. That could happen.
No, I'm just feel sharper in the morning. I mean,
I do
too.
I get tired at night.
Right,
I agree.
Get the exercise out of the way. I like that.
And then I have the whole rest of my day ahead of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're doing this new thing. I guess it's a month or so into it with Friday Night Under the Lights.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to try that.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, too.
Friday night, though, is the one night seems like I'm always doing something.
Yeah, you always go out with your family, don't you?
Yeah. I'm going to try it.
Apparently, they had 70 people.
Yeah, they get a lot of people.
Yeah. Friends of ours played there a lot on Friday Night Lights.
They say it's
a lot of
fun.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never played at night under the lights.
Right.
I can't say
the lights,
I have either.
They did a nice job with those lights, though. The courts are really, really lit up, and there's hardly any shadows. I haven't. I've been by there at night when the lights are on, and it looks really sharp.
And Rick said, because Rick and Deb like playing at night, and he said it's 100% better lighting than Gilchrist ever had. There's not a lot of shadows.
Well, they turned off the last remaining light at Gilchrist. So
I know.
There's no night play there anymore.
No. Oh, they did?
Yeah, they turned it off because they claimed some pickleballers turned it on.
And played till 9:30 at night.
Oh, really? Oh.
I know.
Bad pickleballers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, people take advantage of a situation. That's not good.
No. It's a shame, but we won't get into that because that's controversial. Right, Donna? Right, Dee Dee?
Double D.
Yeah. So, I hate going by that park, though, and seeing those acoustical barriers up. Oh. Oh, my God. You can't even see who's playing. It's just...
No. It's sad.
No, it's sad.
The only time I go down there is when I ride my bike, and that way I can stop if there are people playing and just enjoy watching them. You know? And the courts are in such bad shape right now,
Yeah,
too,
they don't care about them anymore.
No.
You know, they have no incentive to make them...
Well,
you know.
Even at the Plex, they have a lot of areas. You notice they're all marked up. I guess whoever painted them maybe didn't do such a good job, so they're repairing already.
Yeah.
I think they did have trouble with the paint, because even right after they painted the courts, there was someone doing something right afterwards because big pieces of paint were just peeling right off.
Prep. They didn't prep right.
I don't know.
You a professional painter there, Dee Dee? Well, they didn't prep right.
I know. I can tell.
Well, it was so hot, too, in the summer. I mean, you know, maybe
maybe when they painted when it was so hot, something happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not a painter.
I'm not a professional painter either.
No. Mm-mm.
That's why I hire them.
We're just professional picklers.
Speaking of professional, we've got a big tournament coming up. It's professional. People from all around the country, end of the month. Anyone going to that?
Oh, the World Championships.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going. We're working it.
We have VIP seats.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Really?
Yeah.
We got Don and I got VIP for the last day. Oh. You guys should. Come on. Come on with us. We'll have our own table. We'll have
I'm volunteering for it. I don't know what I'm doing.
On the last day?
Too.
No, I think I volunteered for the first day. I think I did too, Kim. I might sign up for another day. I think I might be like a scorecard runner or something like that.
I think I'm working the VIP tent with you on the first
day. You are.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a chance to see everybody up close, but I'm working.
I just want to see them play.
Yeah, me too.
That's going to be fast.
It's like, oh, and I thought I kind of had a good game going.
Oh, I don't usually think that about myself.
Well, I mean, you know, but I mean, it just brings so much to light what you need to work on.
I know.
It's a $100,000 purse.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's not
it's kind that we've seen.
And they're asking people who have room in their houses to host pickleballers from out of the country.
I will consider that, actually.
How many people are they expecting?
Well, I don't know, but Gloria Riley put a thing up asking people to be hosts.
And did she put it on Facebook or send an email?
She put it on Facebook. Huh. So if anybody's willing, I got a full house.
And I think on the 26th of December, I think that Tiki Hut's having a welcome bash party
for
them.
Yeah, that looks like fun.
With like appetizers, drinks, and it's right on the harbor, so you know it's going to be nice.
Oh, he's showcasing the town, really. Yeah, you're going to go to that, the 26th, day
usually
after Christmas.
Usually if there's something going on at the Tiki, I'm there.
I can vouch for that. Dee Dee Tiki.
So, speaking of Tiki, some of us had a Christmas party to celebrate last night, and Julie was saying how Wednesdays is the fishing club's Tiki social, but for some reason none of us are really up for going this Wednesday.
Gee, I wonder why. I think we had too much fun last night at the party.
Oh, okay. Spill. I heard Dee Dee was dancing up a storm.
Yeah.
She was doing some Michael Jackson moves.
She does those on the court.
People were applauding her, too.
Awesome.
We backed up and let her do her thing.
Nice. Yeah. Did anyone get this on camera?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Come on.
So what was your favorite game today, Kitty? How many did you play?
I think I played maybe 7.
What was your favorite?
Well, I don't know if I had a favorite. I liked playing the games with you. We won, and we played well together, I thought. Karen and I played Renee and Patty, and they beat us 15-13.
Oh.
I just went back and forth, back and forth for a long time. And I think we just were really evenly matched and all in the same kind of tempo and zone, you know.
That's a good game.
Now, did you switch sides halfway through?
No, we didn't. We should have.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have won.
Mm. Yeah.
Damn.
See, I've been always trying to do that now, even
if there's no win.
If I'm winning, if I'm winning, I never offer. But if I'm losing, no win, nothing. I'll offer to switch. Just what can I do to throw off that other team?
See, the issue goes again.
Yeah, I know.
Kathy with the strategy.
She's always strategizing. Yeah.
Mix it up a little bit. Get them out of their comfort zone. Yeah. They've gotten too comfortable over on that other side.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I never even think of that except when it's windy or if the sun is in a certain spot on one side. Yeah, but all right.
Yeah.
So Kathy and I was sitting having lunch the other day, and I think this is so funny because we're always kidding that she's such a strategy player. So no matter who she plays with, she always got some little tidbit of advice to take the game. So we're eating at Chubby's, and we're looking out at the water, and there was an alligator in the water. Kathy goes, if that alligator comes up here, which way are you going to go?
Which way are you going to run?
My God, she's thinking all the time about everything. It's going to be so tiring.
Well, oh, then we cute. Had a little thing of who could run faster than the other person. Donna was convinced she could beat me.
Of course she was.
But then we saw those nice snook, too.
Oh, my God.
And you had a fishing pole in your car, and you would not go get it.
I know. Well, the alligator was intimidating me.
I know. I was scared, too. I still wonder if it was fake. I'm going to go
real.
Back there.
Everyone I've talked to said it's real.
It hangs out there by Chubby's. I bet people throw out chicken wing bones.
I think that's why he stays.
Sure.
Of course.
He's being fed.
Ooh, food.
That's scary. I would be afraid then if that gator's being fed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then
and
they'll
the
associate
slots,
you
the
with
slots
food.
On the deck. He could definitely get his chomper
oh,
through there,
yeah.
no problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They can jump in the air.
They're
like 4 feet.
Super fast.
Yes.
People
I didn't realize that.
You know, and
yeah.
it's common that they take dogs out.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of small
yeah.
dogs.
Little dogs,
yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, when I first moved here, I saw a gator, but they'd never move. They would just sit there in the water, you know, with their eyes, just see their eyes and their snout. Mm-hmm. So I said to John, we were walking along, I said, I'm going to throw a rock at it. Not to hurt it, just to get it to move. So I tossed a rock at it. He starts hightailing it. And I go, oh, you wimp, you big wimp. So I go home, and I tell my son, I go, John was such a wimp. I threw a rock at a gator, and he started running. He goes, Mom, did you ever see a lizard run? I guess they can run pretty fast.
They can run fast.
Yeah. I had no idea. I just wanted to see it move, you know. I'm telling
you. There's been a small little gator that still has white on its tail. At that sculpture park.
Oh, the botanical.
But
yeah.
no, on oh. Marion. Where, like, Marion and Henry, there's a little pond there with a fountain.
Oh, okay, sure, oh, sure. Where they sculpture the bushes
he's
and stuff.
He's been there for a while. We
he's
just yeah. see him.
He's a little baby.
Yeah, we see him on our bike rides.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's any gators in those ponds behind Pickleplex.
Where there's water,
yeah.
gators will
yeah.
show up.
Oh, yeah,
I've never
will.
Seen one. But
that pond's dried up right now.
Yeah.
yeah.
It does get wet and then dry. In the summer, it was
season.
A lot. It was
Yeah, because
cool.
it had
yeah.
water retention right. pond. Yeah.
Right.
So what was your favorite game today, Julie?
I had a lot of fun favorite games today, but I think the game with the two strange men
yeah.
that Don and I
two
picked
strange
up.
Men.
Now they're strange.
Yeah.
Before they were strangers, and now they're strange.
Yeah. Strange, man.
But they were fun.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great game because it really kept us on our guard.
They were unknown to you.
Players.
Is that why they were strange? Is
yeah,
that what you
exactly.
meant?
Okay. Yeah.
I think they were new to the Plex.
They might have been because I've never seen them before, but...
I'm actually glad we divided up because we said, let's separate.
Up.
We didn't
yeah.
know how they played.
Yeah.
But
right.
they were both very hard hitters.
Yeah.
Hot hitters.
Yeah,
right.
Hot hitters.
And a lot of spin on the balls and the serves, which
yeah.
I love that because it's great practice and it makes you a better player
yeah.
because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to know how to handle it and where to hit it.
It did right. even up pretty
it.
Well.
Yeah.
So I think
mm-hmm.
we did good separate.
You know,
yeah,
and when you play
fun.
Against better players or people that have skills that you don't, whether it's in one phase of the game, you know, it makes you step up your game.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It definitely does. Mm-hmm. And they were very calm and relaxed players, but the one guy, he was pretty tall, the guy I was playing with,
mm-hmm.
Bob, and he's like, I'm going to get this, I'm going in front of you, and I was like, I kept backing up because he kept coming back, and then he slammed it. And he goes, was that all right? I said, oh, yeah, I was just, like, dancing behind you.
Yeah.
You know? But then, remember the one ball hit me? And the
yes.
guy took the point? Because it was way out, and I couldn't back up fast enough.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they said, are you going to take that point? And he said, yeah, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
And then it served him right, because then he hit the ball out on
yeah.
his serve.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Rule actually.
Yeah, when
yeah.
you get hit.
Mm-hmm. And I was far back and it still hit.
Yeah.
I couldn't really
he put
back
it right
up
in the corner.
Further. He did.
It was
yeah.
a great serve,
mm-hmm.
actually.
It was.
Yeah. I did that in league once. I was once. Yeah, I was standing just outside. Serve came and I caught it.
I've done
and
that.
I was standing out and my partner looks at me and says, you know they get that point.
Right.
And I'm like, really? And she says, yeah. And I'm like, well, I guess if I'm playing in league, I should read the rules at least.
Well, it's funny because we were practicing, I think it was Monday this week, at the Plex. And someone served, it was a terrible serve, in, you know, the opposite court. So I just caught it. And her mouth dropped and she's like, huh? And I said, what? It was out. She goes, yeah, but I've never seen anyone catch a serve. I said, technically, I'm not supposed to touch it. Yeah. But, I mean, it was right at me.
Right.
But you have to be careful. I know Kitty and I were talking about rules. And, you know, some people are more sticklers about the rules.
Yeah.
And I always think, well, if you're just playing for fun, you know, why not just, you know, you can pick a shot here and there and you can do something stupid. No one's going to call you. But, yeah, you really have to be careful. There's more and more new people or
Because they have to know, you know, we're playing by the rules here or we're not.
And well, some people are more serious than others about the game.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
And I do point things out, to, like when they're serving and they just put their foot on the white line.
Mm-mm.
Not that I care, but I tell them, I'm like, you know, if you're ever playing in a tournament or anything, you're going to get called on that.
Right.
So it's just best to break that habit now.
Exactly. I agree. So what's next? You can play in tomorrow?
I think I am. It should be a windy day, so that will make it very interesting.
Yeah.
Julie? I have a lesson with Chris at Gilchrist tomorrow.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Good.
So by Friday, I'll be a pro.
We'll be waiting for that.
I'm playing tomorrow for sure.
Okay, good. Good. And we're all going to the Tiki on the 26th?
Yeah. Sounds like the place to be.
Yeah, definitely. And we're doing a little Christmas party next week.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That will be fun.
So are we going to start the mimosas at the Plex or after the Plex?
I think at the Plex.
I think so, too.
What do you think?
Mary's
idea.
Or mimosas?
Why not both?
I like your thinking, Julie. So thanks for joining us, Julie and Kathy.
Fun.
It was
Anytime.
A lot of fun having you here. Donna, as usual, nice to see you, my friend.
Same here.
And we'll see you next week on another Pickleball Chat.
Bye.
Tuna was a cat.